Well, Lee, congratulations on your move. Welcome to Leeds United. Yep. You must be thrilled.
Oh, loving it, man. Buzzing about it. This is a dream come true, really. Just moved down to England, so can't wait to get started.
When did you know of the interest from Leeds United?
I heard speculation mid-May, but it wasn't until the end of May that it actually became a concrete interest, so I was happy that it came.
It's a massive club you've signed for here in the stadium now. I know you've played in some big stadiums in Scotland as well, but a real passionate crowd. What was any ever doubt once the interest was firm that you were going to come here?
It was really hard, to be honest, with the Murrow offering me a new contract as well, and that's been my boyhood team. So, but once, like you said, once a club of this stature comes in for you and offers you a contract, it's really hard to knock it down.
A lot of people will be wondering what you bring to Leeds United. What would you say are the key attributes you will bring to this team?
Yeah, well, I'm a striker, not just a target man. I'll run in behind, I'll run the lines and gun short as well. Just mobile striker and work hard.
You feel this is obviously a chance to kick on, because I think Motherwell was saying they wanted you to stay there and become a regular for Scotland and things like that. I guess that was a wrench, but is it a risk on your part, or do you feel this is a step you needed to take?
Yeah, definitely it's a risk, because it's harder obviously to get first team football down here, but I'm not really looking at that just now. I'm looking just to progress as a player and hopefully develop into a better player and a better person as well, moving away from home, so hopefully I kick on and get part of the first team.
All that, I guess, part of growing up, you're only a young lad, 21 years old. Is it going to be a wrench for you to move down to Yorkshire?
Oh, I don't know. We'll soon see. I'll need to start learning how to cook and clean, so put it that way.
Good stuff. Obviously, you're going to be, you know, the Championship's a really competitive division, some massive sides in it as well. Looking forward to the challenge that presents.
Yeah, can't wait. But I need to get part of the first team first. I need to work hard and part of that first before I can even think about opponents.
Do you think you will force your way in quite quickly? Or?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Have you had much time here for it all to sink in? I mean, there's a lot of Leeds, they're a well-supported team, there's mass interest in everything that Leeds United do. Are you ready for that, the pressure that will come for being a centre-forward for Leeds United?
Yeah, I don't think there should be any pressure, because I don't think I'm ready just to go into the first team as expected. I think it will take time, but I can't wait to get started. This is unbelievable.
This is a club that's renowned for giving youngsters a chance. There's quite a lot of youngsters already in the team. That must be a big confidence boost for you as well.
Yeah, definitely. Look at Mowat, Cook. They really kicked on last season and done very well, but hopefully I can join them.
Pete Lorimer's been singing your praises. I mean, that must be quite special as well when someone like that is speaking so highly of you.
Yeah, definitely. Especially an experienced man like that, done so well for Leeds and Scotland. But yeah, definitely. It's good to have them all on my side.
You brought the weather with you. You've still got your jacket. It's a bit warmer in England.
Yeah. Sweating just now. I don't know if that's just because of just signing, but it's lovely here.
The owner spoke very highly. We just spoke to him downstairs. You're a big, strong boy. He's looking forward to seeing you in action. Have you had a chance to meet Mr. Cellino yet?
Yeah, I've met him a couple of times. Yeah, he's a great guy. He's really passionate about the club and the football, so it's really good to have someone like that in charge.
New head coach as well, Uwe Rosler. Have you had a chance to meet up with Uwe yet?
Yeah, I've met Rosler as well. He's brilliant. It's really exciting to see what he's going to do with the club this season. And he's a striker as well, so hopefully he can guide me through it.
He'll know, obviously, he'll better give you some tips, won't he? And he'll appreciate that, you know, what you're going through as well as you're learning your trade, won't he?
Yeah, definitely. Look forward to it.
So what are you most looking forward to then? Pulling on that white shirt for the first time?
Yeah, I don't know, maybe the first day of training, just, I don't know yet. Okay. Hopefully make my debut soon.
Good stuff. You leave Motherwell with a heavy heart, because obviously they highly regarded it was your team there. What's your thoughts on leaving Motherwell? Are you happy for the chance that they gave you?
Yeah, definitely. I can't thank them enough for the opportunity they gave me throughout the season and standing by me by my two injuries, but I think it's really hard to say no. It was really hard.
Is that, I mean, because Leeds, they're not, obviously not in the Premier League like that they once were, but they are still a massive club, really getting over 20,000. You're going to be playing in front of big crowds every week. That must be something you're looking forward to as well.
Yeah, it's massive. You look at the stadium, it's a huge stadium. For us to be a home ground, it's unbelievable.